following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Ba-ba black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today as we have a jam-packed show again on this Wednesday. And we'll start things off here in just a little bit by talking Nebraska women's basketball with outstanding point guard Lindsay Moore. She will rejoin us on the program. Got a chance to talk to her last season on the show. We'll do it again here as they get ready for Oral Roberts and then the holiday break. We'll also be talking with the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride, as the 2012 calendar year is coming to an end. Plus, we want to get you signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. You can do that online on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Snowmageddon getting ready to start just before the show. The pellets are starting to fall here at the studios. So, oh my goodness. Bunker it up, folks. I mean, you got Snowmageddon today, the end of the world on Friday. I just don't know how we can just get better and better every day with this show. And we're just going to have a lot of fun here over the next couple of days as we get you closer towards Christmas. Bowl season continues tomorrow night here on ESPN. But also tomorrow night, we've got Nebraska taking on Oral Roberts at the Devaney Center at 7:05. The Husker women are now 8-3 on the season. And we are pleased to be joined by outstanding point guard Lindsay Moore back on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Lindsay, great to catch up with you again. Thanks for hanging on for us. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really well.
Well, great. Great to hear. You got all your Christmas shopping done?
I still got a couple loose ends to tie up, but other than that, I should be good.
Now, do you have to get a lot of Christmas gifts, or you just have to get like one or two for family members or teammates?
Yeah, not too many. It's nice because I have two sisters, and so we decided that we would just buy for one of each other, like just one person instead of buying for both. So instead of doing like smaller gifts, you just get someone like a really nice gift.
Perfect.
So that's nice.
Perfect. Outstanding. Do you get to go home during the break?
Yeah, we get 5 days off. We leave basically the next day after our game against Oral Roberts, and then we're back on the 26th.
Yeah, we were talking about that on the drive yesterday as we were doing some games in this area, and I don't know that folks realize the time and the turnaround. You practice right up until they give you a few days off. You've been through this long enough. You've got to go all the way out to the coast. I assume you're going back out to Washington for Christmas. It's really fly out there. You get to see the family and fly back. Is that what it's like?
And this is actually one of the longest trips that we've had since I've been here. Most of the time we get like 3, maybe sometimes even 2 days, just depending on how like our schedule is aligned. So this is actually really nice, the fact that we get like 5 days home.
Well, we hope we go in with a win against Oral Roberts tomorrow night and get to 9-3 before you come back. You guys have been on the road a little bit. You've already been out to California. You've been to Florida, so you've been to both coasts, and you've done pretty well. Tell me how you think the team is doing so far this season.
You know, we struggled a little bit, you know, early on. We weren't playing like our style of basketball that we wanted to, taking away things defensively that we should have been. But I definitely think that once we had finals week, and we had a stretch where we didn't have that many games, like, at all. You know, I definitely think that we improved as a team, and that was really crucial for us to do because we needed that. Just to clear up, I think, maybe what people were confused about, just different things like that. But, you know, I feel like we're getting to where we need to be, and we're a lot closer to where we need to be than in the beginning of the season.
Talking with Nebraska point guard Lindsay Moore. She's a Wade and a Naismith National Player of the Year candidate. Might also be up for the Lieberman Award, which goes to the nation's top point guard. Lindsay, what about all those preseason accolades? It shows the progress that this Nebraska women's program has made under Coach Yorey. From time to time, Nebraska's been fortunate to have one really gifted player like a Kelsey Griffin or a Karen Jennings back in the day, Mortise Ivy, whoever you want to pick out. But you and Jordan are up for all these awards. What's that like, seeing all that press and ink before the beginning of the year?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it's an honor to be on all those lists, and I know I speak for Jordan and when I say that. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like, what matters to us is how our team does and how many wins our team gets. We don't really care about how the media sees us or all those things that we're getting. It's really nice. Like, I'm honored to be on those lists, but to us, it's more about our team success because we want to have a successful team year instead of just like a successful individual year.
Lindsay, take me back to what could have been a turning point in this season. It was a dismal afternoon in Omaha playing Creighton, and then you had to take on back-to-back undefeated teams in Florida State and South Florida, one of those on the road, and you come back and you get a couple of wins. What was the thought when you left Omaha and that Creighton game, and what did you guys do about getting it turned around so quickly?
Obviously, you know, we didn't feel great about that game. You know, especially Hooper, I don't know the last time, if at all, she's been held scoreless, you know, and I definitely think that she just kind of got in her own mind. You know, so it was good for Hooper to come out and have really great games next 2 games and just to kind of turn it around and not let it linger, you know, because I definitely think that was something that could have, like, upset her for a while. And so it was just good to see how mentally tough she is for her to come and have that happen and then turn around. You know, but I definitely think we played a lot better as a team. You know, when people were looking to be aggressive, that in the Creighton game, you know, they weren't really looking to be aggressive. So it was a good thing to have that game happen, to be honest, because then I think it kind of opened up people's eyes and, you know, and it made us better for our next few games, and I think it will make us better for later in the season.
Still going to stick in the craw no matter what happens this season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, just any time that you have, like, 2 in-state teams and, you know, and we're on the downside of it, then it is going to suck.
You still got 2 games before you get into Big Ten play. Last year, going through the Big Ten grind, what was different, if anything, than going through the Big 12 season?
You know, I didn't notice a lot of differences between the 2 leagues, to be honest. I think both of them are tough games every night, so it really just comes down to doing the little things right. You know, both leagues are athletic. They both have really good scorers, really good playmakers. So, you know, every game is a battle, and anything can happen on any given night.
Nebraska senior point guard Lindsay Moore out of Covington, Washington, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Huskers are currently 8-3 on the season, and they will host Oral Roberts tomorrow night. Take me to the end of last season, because I think a lot of fans and media alike know how tough it was to make it all the way through that Big Ten tournament. In hindsight, did that affect you in the NCAA tournament?
You know, I think it might have just a little bit, just wearing on our bodies. Obviously, it's hard to play 4 games in 4 days, you know, and that's how my high school tournament's set up, but it's obviously completely different in college. You know, the intensity level raises. You know, you're expected to do more out there. So it just wore on our bodies a little bit, as much as we try to take care of them and cold tub after every game. And we actually brought our Nebraska masseuse with us, so getting massages after every game, trying to get all that junk and lactic acid out of our legs. And you know, but regardless, we all play so hard that it's tough for a program like ours to have 4 games in 4 days. And so, you know, it might have affected our NCAA tournament just with, I think, injuries that rose from that. So it was tough, but hopefully we'll have a better understanding this year going into the Big Ten tournament. And hopefully we won't have 4 games to play in 4 days.
Well, let's see how it all plays out. It's going to be a great season of Nebraska women's basketball. The Huskers are ranked 21st in the coaches' poll and definitely have been tested here in the non-conference portion of the season. Lindsay, I do want to ask you about some of the new kids because as you grow and mature and become juniors and seniors, you're also asked to bring the freshmen along and the sophomores along, and there's a couple of in-state players. We've got one in our backyard, Courtney Aitken. I know freshman is not seeing a whole lot of minutes, but could you tell us what you see from her and some of the new kids on the team?
Absolutely. First of all of our freshmen work extremely hard. Like, that's the one thing about it. And Courtney especially, she does a lot of right things out there for us, especially during practice. You know, and so it's fun to see that, because she's a true testament of, like, if you work hard, like, good things will happen. And they might not happen this year for her, but they're going to happen more later down the road because she just works so hard. She's a smart player, and she picks up our system really well. And that, for Coach Roy, that's huge. If you can pick up her defensive system and offensive system, you're going to see minutes. And so she might not be seeing them right now, but I definitely think later on down the road she's going to be seeing them. Sadie is a great shooter. I think she just needs to shoot with confidence and know that, you know, it's a good shot when she's shooting it. You know, and she's picking up stuff fast. Like, they're all really smart. And then you get to Rachel, and, you know, she does some good things for us out there with passing and being a leader just as a freshman. So I'm excited to see how things happen for her, even this next semester, for basketball and later on.
Lindsay, what is up for you when this college basketball season is over? What do you want to do in the future? Is there some basketball still to play or coach, or are you ready to put the sneakers away for a while?
You know, it's definitely not going to be easy to put the sneakers away, you know, and I hope to play for as long as I can, either in the WNBA or hopefully overseas. You know, I just want to play until my body tells me that I can't. And, you know, eventually I wouldn't mind, like, settling down, like, coaching somewhere or just being a part of the game somehow. You know, I've actually even talked to Coach Rory about maybe even refereeing because I make pretty good money, and it's pretty, you know, it's nice when you, like, you know the game of basketball, so you know what you'd be able to see. And so, you know, just staying around the game for as long as I can, really.
Refereeing. I don't think I've ever heard that as an answer right out of the gate. You know that, Lindsay.
Yeah, I know. It's not everyone's forte, just because they hate how they, like, all the pressure that comes with it and stuff. But I definitely think that it would be worthwhile to try.
I know you still have some highlights to make, but one of the things we always like to talk about with all the travel you guys get to do, and not just in the non-conference, but all the venues you've now been to with two different conferences, what's the best atmosphere that you've been a part of in your playing days here at Nebraska?
You know, obviously, I can't beat a home game. You know, it's, our crowds are amazing, and they keep us in so many games and create so much energy for us. So, obviously, any home game environment that I can talk about would be definitely the top one. But it's also fun to go to, you know, a different school. I think Iowa's been my favorite to play at. Not because it's, like, a rival or anything, but I think their crowd was one of the best crowds and actually got, like, involved and got crazy and loud and stuff. So I think that was probably one of my favorites to play in so far.
All right, Lindsay, well, we'll let you get back to work. How was classes? Everything good? Straight A's, all that kind of good stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, they were really good.
That sounds good. Lindsay, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck tomorrow throughout the season, and hopefully we can catch up with you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Take care, Lindsay Moore, outstanding senior point guard for the Huskers out of Covington, Washington, coming back on the Doug and Daddy show. And I don't think it's a stretch to say that her and Jordan Hooper, two of the best of all time at the University of Nebraska, playing at the same time. Now they've got to find a way. Win the next two against Oral Roberts and Grambling State. They have a four-game homestand because the first two conference games are at home against Wisconsin and then a big game with Purdue on January the 5th. That game will be televised by CBS on Saturday, January the 5th. So that's what gets our show started today. Moore, by the way, averaging 15 points per ball game for the Huskers and about four rebounds. Of course, out of the point guard position, that's not too bad. Coming up on the show, we're going to have our Loper Link. John McBride, the athletic director from UNK, is going to join us. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit about college basketball that took place last night. Husker men, UNK and Hastings, high school hoops, heading into that dead period where we will have time off for the Christmas holiday break. That way we can hear more about Steve Nash. Will or will he not play for the Lakers? Those are the kind of things we get to hear about nationally for the next couple of days. If you want to talk about and watch the sports that you want to watch, Cunningham's Journal is the place to be anytime during the holidays. They're open every day for you. Downtown Kearney on 23rd Street. Burgers, pizza, bacon-wrapped shrimp. You can try a specialty burger for lunch and a domestic draft for only $6.49. And don't forget, when the Huskers play on January 1st, they're there for you at Cunningham's with our 70-inch HD TV that we're giving away with Cunningham's and Russell's Appliance and the Super Bowl party. Stop by and find out how you can register for that. Merry Christmas, and stop by with your friends, your coworkers, and celebrate 2012 at Cunningham's Journal, always live entertainment as well, downtown Kearney on 23rd Street. We'll be back and talk with Athletic Director John McBride right after this.
This week, my Target shopping list is full of
awesome Beats headphones.
And I'm also saving on
the 60-inch Sharp TV. Oh, honey.
And
oh my gosh, a Wii U.
Because this year, I'm saving big at Target.
Yes!
And that's huge.
Dream big, save bigger at Target. Get Beats Solo headphones for only $199.99. Use your Target debit or credit red card to save an additional 5% on all electronics and get free shipping at Target.com. See program rules in store for 5% red card discount restrictions.
Last season was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Cheryl Zisland in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast.
Brought to you by BP and all of us. Call the
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Saturday, it's NFC North meets South as the Detroit Lions play host to the Atlanta Falcons in a special Saturday night matchup. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Trent Green and me from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Ford Field for all the action. For Matt Ryan and the Falcons, the playoffs are in the bag, but they want to turn last week's bounce-back win into a trend. Can the Lions protect home field and ground the Falcons? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A winter storm warning is in effect this afternoon through early Thursday. Areas of snow and blowing and drifting snow developing today, 3 to 5 inches possible, an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
The snowman was a jolly Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So many awards that are out anymore, but this morning the Associated Press has named Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly their Coach of the Year, the Maxwell Award. And, of course, they have an award, obviously, that goes out to the best college football player. They give their Coach of the Year award this morning to Penn State's Bill O'Brien. So we've seen a variety. He was second, by the way, in this AP vote. Bill Snyder's been up there. And a variety of other coaches have been there as well up for awards. So the latest coming down this morning. It's time for our Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank. And we are pleased to welcome in studio the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride, who, no, folks, doesn't get 6 weeks off for the holiday break like the kids do. They're working real hard. John, good morning. How
are you? Absolutely. Trying to beat the snow today.
Oh, it is crazy. I'm getting from a lot of the business owners around the area that everybody seems to be nervous about this, but it's quieted down on the campus right now. I guess explain, is it as quiet as it as we see it? Because the sports now are done until after Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Very quiet. It's eerily quiet at this time of year. So, yeah, it's time to get some work done around the office and prepare for the second semester coming up and the winter sports season kicking in earnest. So, good chance to, there's an off time in the NCAA now. A six-day window where you can't have any competitions at practice and the places can't be open. So that's made teams. I heard the young lady from Nebraska talking about having her longest period of time at home. That's caused that because I think the NCAA was interested in letting the student athletes get home and have a little break in the season at some point at least.
John, I know at the Division I level they can – take care of their kids to get them home for Christmas. Is that the same at the Division II level, or are all those kids on their own, especially the kids that have to, if you got some California girls that are on the women's team, you got them from all over on all kinds of sports.
Yeah, they're on their own. And really at Division I, they're on their own too. It's up to their there's no requirements. It's not a part of a team requirement or anything university related, why they're going, back home, so they have to take care of that personally. So it's a commitment on time, but yeah, the longer time you can, I think it's a good mental and physical break this time of year. These kids have been going all semester, and I think people keep forgetting that it's not just athletics that they're dealing with. It's school going to class and taking finals and doing all those things. So they need a break just like everybody else does and used to. Man, there were games on the Christmas, 26th and 28th, and I mean, it was unbelievable. So I think this is a good embargo period to give people a chance to refresh, energize the batteries.
John McBride's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, athletic director at UNK. Touch on it a little bit, and I don't know that we need specific numbers, but I always see a variety of the student-athletes popping up on the academic charts and doing some good things. Are you comfortable with the programs overall, where they're at as far as academics and academic all conference? How are they doing right now?
Yeah, the athletes are recruited to be student athletes, and I think that's important to note from across the board. Our coaches have done a phenomenal job of stretching the dollars in the past because they get good academic kids. So we don't worry about that. We may have some kids that struggle with it. You're going to have some individuals in any college setting that have difficulty with, not just student athletes, but that any student have difficulty with taking tests or, writing papers or handling the math questions and all those type of things. So you're always going to have some struggles. We try to stay on top of that with our, success coaches on campus. We actually have a couple academic coaches, David Brandt and Rashawn Harvey, who work with our student athletes very closely to make sure they understand the intricacies of NCAA legislation and making sure they pass what they need to for the second semester. But UNK takes a little higher stand on their requirements, and ours are actually a little tougher than the NCAA standards, to continue on academically. So real proud of that. Our student athletes have a grade point average that exceeds the normal student body on campus, and we're excited about that and take great pride in that.
John, before we get into talking a little bit about the sports up there, we've talked about it every time that we chat for 3 years, yep, or 3 years plus now, and that is the continued transition into the MIAA. So we've made it through the fall sports season. We're into the winter sports season. Folks are always interested in how the funding's going and all the fundraisers. I guess from a comfortable standpoint, how do you think things are going, and how has the MIAA received and treated UNK so far?
interesting you use the word comfortable.
it's the holidays.
I don't know about getting comfortable with the MIAA folks, because they're pretty serious at what they're doing. They're treating us tremendously. It's been an awesome experience in the first year. They explain things very well. They're very proud of their work in the MIAA. So we're proud to be part of that, and look forward to recruiting on those, having those advantages recruiting-wise. I don't think you ever satisfied. It's like talking to a coach. You're never satisfied with your results. You want to have the top of the line. Same with us. We're very pleased with the response to our fundraising asks and requests and people stepping forward to help us as a program. And I think the move to the MIAA has been significant in getting a whole lot of new people involved with our program, folks that haven't given before, folks that haven't been contacted before, folks we haven't heard before that hadn't even given to the University of Nebraska have stepped forward and said they want to help out in this program. And they saw the struggles. I mean, I would say that, quite frankly, Doug, as I look back on it, I think I underestimated just the talent level in the MIAA from a football perspective, and I was taken back by some of that. It's not just the football players, but the support of their programs and from a funding standpoint for all aspects of their program really hits home when you get out there and start competing with them. So still got our work to do, but with Lucas Dart's help and the foundation, we've reached out to a lot of people. A lot of folks have reached out to us, and I feel good about where we are with the process. We continue to build those scholarship numbers, and have done that with football. Continue to do that with football, and we're getting to the point where we will be able to compete better with them as we go another year or two into the MIAA. But it was a tough year. It was tough to go from being champions and 10-1 in the playoffs to in another region and struggling through a season we did. It was very encouraged and very excited for everybody to finish with 3 out of 4 wins. I was so hoping they'd get the win against Fort Hays and finish with 4 wins. I think that would have jettisoned into next year. They're looking forward to being able to go out and prove a point that we belong. And we played with a whole lot of teams that were on the national level. We were 10-7 with Missouri Western at halftime. Northwest Missouri was 10-7 in the third quarter.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're not that far removed from getting the kids in here that we need to at key positions. And, to stay away from that injury bug, which hit us as hard as I've been in athletics for 30 years and never saw what I saw this year, never experienced being at a sixth quarterback in a system. And competing pretty darn well with that sixth quarterback, I may say.
And they always seem to keep their heads up the entire
time.
Their
attitude was fantastic. Yeah. And when they played Southwest Baptist and got that win, they were as emotional and as high as you could ask them to be. And I think that had a lot to do with our seniors. And I think the underclassmen felt really obligated to help them go out at least on a better note. So I think the focus stayed there. And kudos to the coaching staff and the team for keeping that together.
John McBride with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's our Loper Link athletic director, of course, at UNK. This was a comment that came up not just this last week, but a while back, and I got to thinking about it more and more. We're trying to make sure that the funds are there to bring in the scholarships and bring in the players, and the facilities right now, and I'm running everything through my head, are so outstanding. Are you in a great place now that you don't have to worry about facilities and the money goes to the athletes, or is that two separate entities? How does that all work?
Well, it's two separate entities, but I'd say au contraire, because one only has to make some travels in the MIAA that's sort of what I mentioned about getting hit in the face with some things.
Well, what are you seeing? Because for the fans here, outstanding health and sports center. They can bring the wrestling in there, so that double dips for basketball. The football field and Foster Field seems outstanding, and everybody says how great it was when they came in for playoffs and such. The baseball field is beautiful once we get it patched up, unfortunately, from what happened here. What are some of the specifics you're seeing?
Well, support entities for programs, athletic department buildings that have state-of-the-art computer and academic labs in them, coaches' offices, locker rooms, state-of-the-art locker room facilities, state-of-the-art
recruiting. It's just closer to Division One than everything else you've seen in Division Two.
In some of those aspects, that they're putting buildings up, and campuses are very progressive. Lindenwood has high rises all over the place for their new students, and they're working hard, to bring people in as an enrollment factor by adding to their sports programs. And they have like 25 or 26 varsity sports at Lindenwood. So, we have good facilities. They're starting to show their age a little bit. We need to work on chair backs for the health and sports center. Need to finish some things over the football stadium and continue to work on training facilities and locker room facilities for our home team. Because those are some of the things that we need to work on. Plus, we're still working on an overall master plan for the cornfield off Highway 30 that's south of the Buckle that has hopefully some outdoor, softball, tennis, track, those type of possibilities are things that we'd like to get back. We'd like to have a track on campus, at least a practice track. I think we've talked about an indoor facility potentially for being able to host MIAA and NCAA stuff, which we can't do with Cushing because it's not big enough. Tennis indoor facility at the fairgrounds is aged. The tennis community is excited about getting behind that project, and hopefully we can get something going in an indoor and outdoor facility. So you need to stay on the cutting edge all the time, and I have an ability to get out and get out and see some facilities. Missouri Western has a Kansas City Chiefs training facility, indoor facility, which is unbelievable.
Maybe we could get the Cowboys up here.
Yeah,
they could donate some money.
I don't know about the Cowboys.
I know. I'd say that Broncos.
I think the Dolphins would come here for the weather. It's a separate entity. We're really focusing with the Loper Fund on scholarships, which we need to continue to improve the numbers there. But from a facility standpoint, we're also working a dual prong, I guess, and keeping quietly working on people that have mentioned that they have an interest and might be willing to help us on a major project at some point. And that's the next big news, out of UNK, that we need to do those type of things and work on where we need to get better as an institution, because it's used in recruiting, it's used to promote those other programs, and we need to be able to position ourselves as well as they do. You don't have to have everything. I think you have to be smart, and you don't have to have everything that's possible out there. And I don't think you have to have TV screens in every locker room at every stall. I don't think you need those type of things to be competitive. What you need is scholarship money, and you need numbers, and you need people. That's what I'm finding out most of all in the MIAA. But we will get there, and the work's sometimes overwhelming. I mean, it gets your juices going too, and we look forward to working toward getting better and competing better.
Well, the new challenges of the MIAA are there, and we only have another couple minutes here with John McBride, so I do want to touch on a couple of other things, especially on the court. We said it's quiet up at UNK, except for Kevin Lofton and Tom Kropp, whose heads are banging against the wall. That's something else you don't see. They shoot over 53% two nights in a row, and they can't find a way to win. We talked with Coach Lofton last week, on the show, and they're just trying to find some consistency. But they also got to do something neat, and through your ties, had the exhibition game to start the season down at the University of Florida, where they were really competitive for at least three-fourths of the game.
Yeah.
Talk about that experience, and besides just getting to go down there and do that, was there anything else that the program or the guys can take out of that?
Well, it's just a big-time atmosphere, and just to be able to experience what they did in the basketball facility, have that game, be able to go to a football game and take that in and see the energy level that's available. I think it gets your juices going, and you can't walk away from something like that without having experienced something that some other people might never experience in their lifetime. So that's why it was great to give them that an opportunity. They did play well, which was exciting. And that's sort of the puzzling thing because it was the same guys that are struggling right now. And I know people want to dismiss a Doan loss and Hastings loss as to an NAIA school, but you need to watch those teams to appreciate the fact that those are two pretty good basketball teams. There's some upside and downside to scheduling NAIA games, even road, home. You can argue all those things. Coach Kropp has been a part of NAIA upbringing, and so I think he likes to take his product on the road and help out those programs in the state. And I know the coaches around the state appreciate that. But it's a gamble at the same time because you run into a hot team and in a situation like we did at Doan and you get a loss out of it. Just got to keep your chins up. And I know they're looking at the tapes and trying to figure out what combination is missing out there don't make them W's instead of losses, because there's some tough days ahead and there's some tough games ahead. Obviously, hopefully we can come back from a break. Get away for a break, get the heads cleared a little bit, go out and play the game of basketball and enjoy it like I know they do. And I know the coaches are committed to it, and I know the players will come back with the attitude to get a win and then head into the MIAA and play as well as we can.
Also, and I know the coaches always, they want to win close games, but they'd rather play tough, competitive. It's not like the Lopers didn't play well, especially offensively, but they'd rather play tough, competitive teams and roll teams that you shouldn't be playing by 40 or 50. And some of those games, as you said, will occur after the first of the year against the MIAA. But I also want to bring up volleyball, wrestling. Yes. Wrestling's currently number one. Volleyball finishes number three in the country. We're as good as anybody else in the country this year, especially on given nights. And again, we sit here and we try to find a way to break this region up so that it's a little more fair for teams to make the Elite Eight. But to have all that talent in that Central Regional, it has to be amazing. And the Lopers, in the finals and lost in four to the national champs.
Yeah, and long story short, that won't change anytime soon, unfortunately. Sometimes you get the short end of the straw in situations. We got that in our volleyball region. I can tell you there's situations in other sports, baseball, where the South has loaded, southern regions where they wonder why teams from up north get their, slots in tournaments. So you could go every sport and figure out, those type of things. It's frustrating because you're as good as a national champ. We could have gone up two games to none on them and had a chance to beat them on their home court. I think we had a legitimate national championship caliber team. But you still know that, and you lost in probably a national championship match to Concordia that night. It was great volleyball. We represented ourselves very well. I know it's frustrating to be in the region we are. Good Lord, we were, seventh in the region late in the season.
Ranked fourth in the country by the coaches, but seen as the seventh best, and as they went in, I think eventually third. Were they the third seed? I believe, yeah.
And the bottom line is, it's like the BCS. It's like everything else. Everybody likes to debate it the whole season, but somehow it ends up working out at the end.
Settled on
and
the court.
The teams that are playing best, settle. And at least we are settling it on the court to some degree. And we had a chance to take Concordia down, and we're just continue to do that. It's going to go through Concordia, and bottom line is we need to take care of business, and we win the matches. We have a chance to win the national title too. So they're loaded. They're not six-time defending national champions for no reason. That's for sure.
John, let me get you out of here with this one. We've had some exciting times of bringing conference and national tournaments into UNK. Is there anything on the burner right now?
Well, we're taking a little bit of a break with the transition to the MIAA to get our bearings under our under our feet, and we continue to look at possibilities from that end. MIAA, we'll be hosting some things in the near future, I think. We are involved in there'll be some exciting things coming to Kearney, the Shrine Bowl, which is a neat event. We'll have an opportunity showcase that in Kearney, and I know the Visitors Bureau is real excited about bringing that event to town. So there's a number of things that potentially will be out there. We're continuing to keep an eye on it. I want to get the Health and Sports Center upgraded and to get the sound system fixed and chair backs put in there and keep working on that. But we're still keep looking for what we can around the state of Nebraska and around the country to bring to Kearney, show off the town.
We need better acoustics for Rich.
Well, you wouldn't know that. He does a pretty good job with the amplifiers, but it's a system in the Health and Sports Center that was built 23 years ago. So you know how sound systems go, and if this thing would pop out today, the woofer, the tweeter, things that the people that don't know anything about the sound systems would say went wrong. There's a lot that can go wrong with those sound systems. It's an investment, and it's going to be an investment in the future. But just as they put it together to hold for 25 years, we need to try to do the same thing and last for that longer. So keep working on improving things, that's for sure. And yeah, kudos to Mark Bauer and his squad as they rest up for a run at a national title run, hopefully again, and deservingly number one in the country and for a reason. So spring sports right around the corner and doesn't slow down a whole lot. Merry Christmas.
Hey, same to you, John. We'll get that snow scraped off the field so that Holly and Damon can get their teams out. I always appreciate the time you give us throughout the year, whether it's on the show or not. And have a great Christmas and a happy new year. We'll see you in 2013.
Sounds good. You know where to find me, and go Lopers.
All right. Yes, I do know where to find you. John McBride, Athletic Director, University of Nebraska at Kearney, as our Loper link. Again, everybody is now off until after the first of the year, but there is action for the wrestling team and the basketball teams before
December 30th.
Yep.
Home matches with South Dakota Mines, 1 o'clock for the women, 3 o'clock for the men. I think the Toys for Tots drive is going on. If you take toys to the YMCA or the Chamber of Commerce or over to UNK, you can get free tickets to those games on December 30th. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you.
You bet. More details always on the new and improved website as well at lopers.com. That's our Loper link brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Call Russ Smith, where they offer all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans at Charter West National Bank. And we're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
What's your New Year's resolution? If your answer involves getting your finances in order, why wait till the new year? That's a resolution that deserves your attention today. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. A great way to shape up your finances for the new year is our exclusive Yorgage. A Quicken Loans Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that's best for your budget, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Our 8,000-plus team members are dedicated to guiding you to the best mortgage decision with certainty. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 2.75%, APR 3.43%. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
winter storm warning is in effect this afternoon through early Thursday. Areas of snow and blowing and drifting snow developing today, 3 to 5 inches possible, an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Lua Lockwood. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens.
Well, once again, if you're gonna do Christmas music, you gotta do the right ones. Now, again, we've talked
about the five golden rings.
What are you doing here?
I just kind of showed up. I'm trying to, you know.
How bad is the snow out there?
It's not too shabby.
Good.
You know, I had to make it from beautiful downtown Hastings to get here. Right.
I've got to do some Christmas shopping, folks. Get the hell out of my way, all right? That's all I'm saying out there.
The store might work out well for you because that might chase people away. Now you have an opportunity. There you go. You don't have a game tonight, so you've got time.
Can I throw you under the bus right now?
Absolutely. Why would I expect anything different?
Because co-worker Randy Bushcutter, there's so many titles, but today, can I call? Is that okay?
Sure, that works for me.
Also,
yeah.
Councilman. Beautiful, beautiful job on the roadway here.
Yeah.
When can we turn the traffic lights over so they can work? Do you have any idea?
Well, it'll be after we do the other side. I mean, because you're spending thousands of dollars.
We were done. It's not done?
No, they're only half done. The other side of the road. Doug, we got to do the other side of the road after the snow melts.
We used to talk about this all the time driving down here. It'd be a red light day or a green light day because there are plenty of traffic lights from my home to the office. But now, again, so many pet peeves. And I know people have
I can't keep up with them all,
I know,
by the way.
I know. I've just come so accustomed to the cameras showing when the cars show up and then that adjusts the lights. But now there's nobody there. You're setting a red light. Then the arrow comes up. And you're just going, the one time I drive through this thing, I know somebody's going to see it.
And you know what? It's going to get better because eventually that road is going to become, it's no longer going to be Highway 10. Highway 10 eventually is going to be on the bypass. It's going to be the Cherry Avenue exit, you know, that kind of that area. When that happens and it's a city street instead of a state highway, then we have, meaning city government, has a little bit more influence on how the lights work, turning arrows and that sort of thing.
I'm just going to stay.
A little bit more control. It's not absolute control.
I'm just going to stay home, relax on my furniture from Bruce Furniture. That just takes care of all my worries.
And then you can order online everything else, but furniture, of course. You want to try out furniture at Bruce.
BruceFurniture.com. Yeah, go in, check it out, see what they've got, size, color, and by size.
And shop from your new couch.
There's your new lamp that is shining brightly, your new fixtures. Anything you need for your home, whether it's the living room, the kitchen, the dining room, the bedroom, if it's for your office, they'll take care of that as well. New furniture is the most inexpensive way to remodel your home. And with Bruce Furniture, it's not like, okay, thanks, see ya. No, they'll deliver it to your home free. They'll remove your old furniture if you so wish, free. Customer is focused. You are focused. They are focused. They want everything to be just right for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
And one thing that's neat about that, they'll take it where you want to take it. You want to donate it to Goodwill, they'll take it to Goodwill. You know, if it isn't salvageable, then it isn't salvageable, but they'll take it where you want it to go.
Did you find me any orange pants?
No.
I didn't realize I was supposed to look for orange pants. But I just thought out of something. I thought with your in, I thought maybe, and I didn't know.
Again, colored pants on guys, it's not for sweatpants. Sweatpants are okay.
What are they? I want to
Zubas.
Say Zumba.
The
I want to say Zumba.
Zubas.
And they're Zumba.
Again, and by the way, you can order those online. They're still around.
Thank God.
They're my daughter, and she used the word unfortunately, which she described this. She did point out that at UNL, she sees a fair number of Zubas. And again, she worked the word unfortunately in that conversation about three times.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The orange came up from what we were talking about on Monday, the basketball games and events that went around the Boone Central at Minden doubleheader, research awareness of pediatric cancer, and kudos. You know, I said Minden is just one of those, and I can't say this complimentary without it probably sounding derogatory to others, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's something good to say. Minden just does it right. they do it right, and they have for a lot of years. I mean, they've had a change in athletic directors, they have changes in teachers, they have changes in coaches, and they do it right. And folks, you know, if you travel around, I know if Jimmy Langan, when he's in here on Friday, can say the same thing. You know what? When you ref, you know where you want to go. You know where sometimes you're going to have problems. You know where things are always going to be right. And that's one of the places.
Yeah, and it's always a nice environment there, and the people are nice. And again, we don't want to be derogatory to other places, but that is always an enjoyable atmosphere to go to. As a fan, because I've gone as a fan, you know, rooting for one team versus the other, and as a broadcaster, and those are different kind of experiences from time to time. And in both ways, it's always nice to go to Minden.
And just about every place we ever go to is nice. I mean, and is always treated well. So we appreciate that, and just want to say thanks to those folks as our year is coming to an end. Do you think Barry Alvarez, to change the subject here a little bit, was sitting around going, huh, should have lost to Utah State too. Maybe we should hire that guy.
Yeah.
He probably went down the list. They beat us. They beat us. They beat us. They beat us. You guys want to coach here? You want to coach here? You want to coach here? But Gary Anderson is going to be the new coach at Wisconsin.
Did he used to be a kicker for the Lions? Oh, that's a different one. I'm sorry.
But he is going to be the next coach at Wisconsin.
Any connections there? I haven't had a chance to look at that. The story broke last night.
No.
I really haven't. No connections. That
seems
like a jump.
He's been in Utah and Southern Utah. He's been the head coach at Southern Utah. I think, if I remember this, if I check here, was an assistant at Southern Utah, then an assistant at Utah, then the head coach at Southern Utah, then an assistant at Utah again after being a grad assistant there, and then took over Utah State. He's been there 4 years. Now, here's the key. They are 11-2 this year, 27-24. Overall,
well, it takes time to right a ship a little bit. I mean, where did he take the program? You know, when you start with a program that's 2-11, which you probably wouldn't play 13 games if you only won two of them. But if you have such a small number of wins to start off with, it does take time to. It's a big ship to steer. It takes a little time. Takes a little space.
So
that overall record, I think, it can be a little disconcerting. I mean, it can be a little inaccurate.
So if you take a program that was 5-7 and you win 11 games 5 years later, everybody's off your back?
Not necessarily, but it depends on some circumstances in there. I don't think you can just look at those numbers and say, okay, well, there's no mathematical formula. You know, we're dealing with humans here. There isn't some mathematical formula. It was like, well, they increased it 2.7% every year, and it's a steady growth. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't work that way. It's a human kind of thing. Where was the program? What kind of mess was it in? You mentioned Bill O'Boyle being one of the National Coaches of the Year. That has a lot to do with the O'Brien. I'm sorry. The situation that he was in, much of what made him so successful at Penn State was the healing. Not just the win-loss record, but rather the healing and the restoring of the faith in that program that he was able to do. How do you quantify that with some sort of record, some kind of number there? You can't.
And the number I threw out was in reference to Bo Pelini.
Yeah.
If they win, and I know people still chuckle, if they beat Georgia, they'll get to 11 wins 5 years after taking over for Callahan and the demise of the Nebraska program. So, and everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people
but
are on his
ass. Lot of that is going to be still attitudinal change with football. You know, between the Callahan and Pelini, there's still a kind of an attitudinal change that I think Nebraska fans are embracing a little bit more, whether it's real or whether it's perception, but perception is more important than reality, and because perception becomes your reality.
I wonder, I know there's people out there that don't like Bo and didn't like Bill Callahan. Which one offended you more, the Callahan smugness or Bo's sideline demeanor? I guess that's how you would compare it. I don't know exactly the word you want to use.
Yeah, it's probably the best way to do it.
I'll go with the smugness.
Yeah, me too, because you see the fire, and it's one of those things, and I talk about this a lot when I was coaching young men in basketball and young women in basketball and stuff like that. If there's a fire there, you can always tamper that. You can always kind of reel that in. If there isn't that, then you'll never instill it. I don't think you lose smugness. Especially if you become as successful as we wanted him to be. Can you imagine if Bill Callahan would have gone 13-0?
Those kids are doing exactly what we taught them to do.
You know, how smug would that be? You know, and again, that's part of why it didn't really fit here. It didn't really work here.
Our poll question for today at ESPNSuperstation.com that can pick you up rewards, fan club points from Hy-Vee is, did Wisconsin make the right choice in hiring Utah State coach Gary Anderson? Again, Wisconsin did a very good job here, and it didn't take long to make this search, but they've done a very good job of pretty much keeping it under the radar. It doesn't sound like Barry went to a huge
firm. I didn't know they were even close.
Yeah, and he has apparently no ties and all that kind of thing. And I think there was a two or three. I think they would have loved to have Paul Chris be their head football coach. If he was on the staff, I think he's your football coach. Whatever. It's going to be house cleaning. And now you're going to be bringing up a lot of guys that haven't coached at the level that Wisconsin has now become accustomed at. Can they take that to that level? They should have a lot of good football players, a lot of great football players this first year. We're going to see things. I don't think you want to dink around with what they were doing, because they're going to have a lot of great players next year.
Well, and you got a lot. Is that a good job? If you're an assistant coach somewhere and you want to move up the chain, you
apparently
want to become
it's a good next step.
I think it's an awesome next step. And I think you might get a lot of really good, young, talented minds out there. I think they'll end up with a young coaching staff, and that can be very energetic because, again, this is a team that's gone to three straight Rose Bowls.
The AD there has to be like Saving Silverman when they run into the convent and she leaves. Damn, we lost another one. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our poll question yesterday, which team will win the NFC East? Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, who you got?
I still go with Giants. I still, you know, that was my early season pick. I figured that division was going to be tough to win, and I'm still going Giants.
I think I said Redskins, didn't I? From the Dallas Cowboy fan standpoint, knowing that if Dallas had to beat Washington on the final day, I'm used to it. Ain't happening.
Yeah, and you know what? I haven't looked at who they play, because now with only two games left, you really look at that.
Redskins,
you
know, at Philly, host Dallas. Giants at Baltimore, host Philly. Cowboys host the Saints, and then at Washington. And I think at Washington,
The nice thing is they're playing enough divisional games in there that it'll shake itself out a little bit.
Yeah, the
Philly's almost a,
but if the Redskins and Giants both go 2-0, which I think they can, then the Redskins get the tiebreaker. So and that could 76% of you chose the Redskins.
Yeah.
And then the Giants and Cowboys well back. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and wrap things up. Got a couple more things we want to touch on. And don't forget to register for our ESPN Bowl Bonanza. Go online to ESPNSuperstation.com while you're voting on the poll question. You fill out and email us back your Bowl Bonanza sheet. It starts this Saturday. And so you need to have them in by kickoff of the Las Vegas Bowl, which is Washington and Boise State Saturday. And we've got prizes from Russell's Electronics and Appliance and Big Daddy's Deli and many more. So check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee. And man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5-hour.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and eight flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yeah, but you're a responsible family, man.
I was. I had to stay home. We were talking
was?
A little bit about the...
What do you mean, was?
Well, still am.
Man,
but now they're older, I can sneak out a little bit more.
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with me, wrapping things up on this Wednesday. It is a quiet night.
Well,
am I missing anything? Is there anything going on tonight? There's no bowl games. There's the NBA. There's nothing locally.
No.
There's no high school games. There's no college games. Now, there are still high school games Thursday and Friday. In fact, St. Cecilia Sandy Creek tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5. Still got hockey, but it's on the road this weekend on Friday and Saturday. And you can hear that on the Breeze 94.5 FM. A couple of other notes. Nebraska football team getting back after it. You can keep up to date with us here. Sean Callahan always does a great job on Husker Online and his crew. And we chatted with him yesterday on the show. Nebraska volleyball finished seventh, and they finished with seven teams in the top 25. 24th for Creighton. Do you consider the Nebraska volleyball season a success or a failure? Or
they made the final eight. I mean, you know, and they eventually they lost to Oregon. And how'd they do, by the way? They were in the national championship and were very competitive there. So it's not like they lost to some nobody team. They didn't get upset by Gonzaga, and got knocked out in the next round.
I think for the first time, and this goes back to regular season, I think for the first time in a long time, this was a volleyball team that actually probably lost a couple matches you didn't expect them to lose, and they probably won one or two that you didn't expect them to win. It's usually pretty cut and dry with Nebraska. Maybe they drop when they're not supposed to, and there's hardly any that they're not supposed to win. So
yeah, and those that they lose in the fifth set. You know, it's always pretty tight, and that was true with even Oregon there.
Jacksonville State 59, Husker men 55. Immediate thought.
Well, first of all, I was going, hey, they're playing pretty good when they were up 15 with 7 minutes to go. You know, I was like, yeah, this is all right. You know, this is about where they ought to be. They'll end up winning by 20, and then they just got cold. They just got cold, and Jacksonville State did a nice job of coming back. But, hey, again, you know, at least Nebraska at home was able to kind of creep out the win, and that's exactly what they did. They creeped it out.
I was keeping up to date on that, and
Well, it was on Big Ten, so I ended up watching a little bit of it when I got home last night.
I was keeping up to date on that and everything else. It was UNK Hastings last night while I was doing some basketball at Kennesaw. Nebraska continues to just be immense. I don't understand how they can go on such long scoring droughts.
Oh, yeah,
this year,
yeah.
Last year, the year before. I mean, seriously, at least last night when I'm doing a girls' basketball game, a couple of 500-ish teams, even the girls make six free throws in one quarter. Even if they don't make a bucket, they at least get to the line, they do something. I just don't understand how a Division I men's college team can't, how they go 6, 7, 9 minutes without scoring a bucket.
Well, Nebraska does not have that guy that they say, all right, you know, we're going to give you the ball at midcourt. Go get some points, whether it be penetration, get fouled, pull up for a jumper, drive, something. Nebraska has not had a player that they can say, all right, we need something to happen. Go make something happen. We haven't had that. I mean, Almeida's not going to do it. You know, I mean, Ubel's not going to do it. And those are probably the more consistent scores for Nebraska. And they're not wired that way. Nebraska hasn't had a player like that. For forever. I mean, it's been a long time since they really had that guard.
Danny Knee days.
Yeah, it really does go back that far.
Hastings women, they were down by 16, rallied to get it to overtime, but fell to Kansas Wesleyan last night. And Omaha Central, we had Stu Pospisil on from Florida yesterday talking about it. They were up by five or so at halftime. I guess it would be five because they won by 25, and they outscored Eagles Landing of Georgia by 20 in the second half to win it 62-37. They play Long Beach Poly out of California, not Poly Shore, P-O-L-Y, Long Beach Poly out of California this afternoon at 5 in technically the quarterfinal round. If they win that, then it gets interesting. Then they can play a lot more basketball. And then I think, if I'm right from what Stu told me, if they lose that, I think they get one more game and they come home.
Yeah, and it's just kind of neat to see them in that kind of environment and being able to do some of the things that you know, they can do because they got a gal, and you know, he's not the only weapon that they've got. I mean, they're very impressive. And that program, think about that program over the last several years. They've been a lot of fun to watch. I remember when they won one of their first championships. I think it was their very first one. I think four of their five starters fouled out in regulation, and we went to double overtime. It was the JV kids that went out and won the state championship that year against Bellevue West. That was still to this day one of the most amazing games I'd ever been at, and I had the privilege of broadcasting it because we do all the state finals, and I had Class A that year. And that was still just an absolutely amazing game.
Also amazing because you're wearing your Giltner orange was last year. You couldn't. That's Hollywood. Anyway.
Hey, and by the way, I called it, didn't I?
Yes,
I said, here's what they got to do.
You always get the good ones.
I do get the good ones. It's just good karma. It's, you know, the difference between being a Dolphin fan and enduring the pain and suffering that comes with that and being a Cowboys fan who's on every single week. There you go.
And again this Sunday here on ESPN Radio at noon as they take
Weird
on the Saints.
Weird that you choose that game.
You can watch, it's all playoffs, you can watch all of your favorite sporting events, rehash what's going on, or just kick it with your friends and enjoy a good meal at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney, where they're open 7 days a week, except for Christmas, folks. They're going to take care of their families, of course, but happy hours from 2 to 5:30, and if you get snowed in, don't get snowed in at home. It's snowed in at the Chicken Coop. Come on, people. You've got entertainment with Kino and all the other folks that are around there. You've got, of course, great food, great beverages, televisions everywhere. There's not a bad seat in the house. They got the party room in case you need that. And, of course, Wednesday night is Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop for only $5. You can get any burger off the menu, not some specialty thing that's only for Wednesday, but off the menu, $5, 7-ounce ground chuck and fries every Wednesday night, 5 to 10, at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. And their Wednesday lunch special, turkey BLT on a ciabatta bun with choice of side item, $5.99. I chuckle because ciabatta is one of those that you should never pronounce right because it doesn't even look like that. And
I don't even know what ciabatta means. I just smile and nod.
You just shove it in a toaster or something. Jeff, our producer here, this was a couple of guys before Jeff. I just remember our good buddy Crazy Chris when the first time I heard him ever give a basketball score involving the Catholic school in Lincoln. And it was a football score, and he gave it on the air, something like, and it was Gretna 10, Lincoln Pius the X7.
All right, buddy, stay for a pope, okay?
And I chuckled. Again. You know, you always go, what? What was it? Well, he's from Iowa.
A few years ago, we had a guy from Iowa that worked at NTV and called it Broken Bow.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
Remember, they're mostly transplants.
Well, folks. And you learn.
Last night I gave it, you know, you have to give the ID at the top of the hour. I was in Kennesaw, so I gave it, you know, you're listening to blah, 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 Kearney Keene Hartwell. Okay, that's
nice, Keene, that's a nice touch.
That's a radio
when
gig
you,
right
when you
there.
Get the Norman, you know you got issues.
I saw Holstein had some kind of a state basketball record yesterday, too. So, and I love going through Holstein and Norman.
Was that Class S?
Oh, just outstanding. Folks, thanks for joining us on the show. Tomorrow, we will talk with Tri-City Storm hockey coach Josh Howji. Derek Rackley from the Big Ten Network, as we get into the bowl season, is going to join us as well. We'll talk about the coaching changes, the new head coach, Gary Anderson, at Wisconsin. Also, Luke Hoover will join us to answer your fantasy football questions. Andy Griffith's going to be my special co-host tomorrow. And so we've got a full day planned. And get your bowl entries in, Randy.
It's not too late. And get it going. You have to have it by kickoff on Saturday.
That's exactly right. We want to thank Nebraska outstanding women's point guard Lindsay Moore and John McBride, athletic director at UNK, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Be safe. Come shovel me out of my garage, folks. I'm going to need it. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.